You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ahmedabad-based Concord Biotech, supported by Rare Enterprises, has announced the price band of Rs. 705 to 741 per share for its upcoming initial public offering, worth Rs. 1,550 crores. The IPO, set to open for subscription during August 4th to 8th, is an offer for sale of 2.09 crore equity shares or a 20% stake in the company. The tentative listing date for the issue is 18th August 2023 by Helix Investment, backed by Quadria Capital. None of the proceeds will be allocated to the company. 50% of the IPO portion is reserved for QIBs, while NIIs and retail investors are allocated 15% and 35% respectively. The offer includes a reserved allocation for subscriptions by eligible employees. Over to industry, a Foxconn unit will sign an agreement with India's Tamil Nadu state to build a new facility for electronic components that will create 6,000 new jobs, a senior state government source with direct knowledge said, reported Reuters. The subsidiary, Foxconn Industrial Internet, plans to invest 16 billion Indian rupees, $194.45 million, to build a campus in Kanchipuram district near the state's capital of Chennai, added the source, who was not authorized to speak publicly about the matter. The facility will be separate from the current sprawling campus near Chennai, where Foxconn assembles Apple's iPhones and employs more than 35,000 people, the source said. Foxconn did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Next up, economy. Sugar mills will show stable operating profitability on higher domestic sugar prices and increasing sales of ethanol, which will subsequently help offset the price in sugarcane cost and lower exports in fiscal 2024, as per report by CRISIL. Domestic sugar prices have increased by about 5% between March and June this year to Rs. 34 per kg. The rise in prices is because the total production is estimated to be lower by nearly 7% for the ongoing sugar season due to unseasonal rains in key growing areas of Maharashtra and Karnataka. Further, prices are expected to hold at these levels in the short term, as net sugar production is expected to see only a modest increase in the next season. In the aviation sector, the winning bidder of bankrupt Jet Airways, Jalan Kalrog Consortium, said that the aviation regulator, Directorate General of Civil Aviation, has renewed the fallen airline's operator certificate. The airline, which once flew high up in the clouds, stopped flying from April 17, 2022. An air operator certificate was reissued for it in May 2022, but since Jet Airways did not start operations, the AOC expired on May 19, 2023. The JKC said it successfully obtained renewal for AOC of Jet Airways on July 28, 2023. It added that the renewal of the AOC revalidates the confidence the DGCA has in the airline's revival. JKC was the winning bidder for the airline after an insolvency resolution process. Meanwhile, highlighting the nation's commitment to achieving energy security and sustainability, the country celebrated the Renewable Energy Festival of India. The Union Minister of State for Chemicals and Fertilizers and New and Renewable Energy, Bhagwant Khuba, addressed the first anniversary of the National Portal for Rooftop Solar and the Foundation Day of the All India Renewable Energy Associations. Present at the occasion were Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant and Minister of Power Sudhin Dhawalikar. Bhagwant Khuba emphasized the government's unwavering dedication to providing energy and food security to all citizens. The government is also implementing a PLI scheme of Rs. 17,500 crores for the National Hydrogen Mission. Regulations are currently being formulated to support the hydrogen scheme, further propelling India's rapid advancement in the energy sector. Moving on, the government has invited applications from exporters to allocate quota for exports of wheat to Bhutan during 2023-24 on humanitarian and food security grounds. In a trade notice, the Directorate General of Foreign Trade has laid out a detailed procedure for allocation of quota for export of wheat, atta and maida on humanitarian and food security grounds, based on requests received from Bhutan. It said the government has approved export of 14,184 tonnes of wheat grain, 5,326 tonnes of wheat flour, atta, 15,226 tonnes of maida to Bhutan in 2023-24. Accordingly, applications are invited from exporters for allocation of quota, it said. As per the procedure, the minimum threshold for these products will be 100 ton by land transport to the neighbouring country. Lastly, the share market. The domestic equity indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex ended higher, snapping a two-day losing streak. Nifty 50 closed at 19,753.8, gaining 107 points, while Sensex settled 66,527 over 360 points higher. The broader markets closed in the green, with Nifty Mid-Cap 100 and Nifty Small-Cap 100 added 0.97% and 0.88% respectively. Nifty Auto, Nifty IT, Nifty Metal and Nifty Oil & Gas all added over 1% in trade on Monday. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.